Good evening, folks. The Columbia Public Library and the League of Women Voters welcome you to tonight's candidate forum. My name is David Lyle. I'm going to be moderating the first half of the program tonight, and then Renee Holsoff, my co-worker and another one of the KFRU show hosts, is going to moderate the second half of the forum. We're going to have candidates in each race from the ballot that will be April 3rd's ballot here in Boone County in the city of Columbia. And then we also have an issue on that ballot, and that is the one from the Columbia Public School District. So Dr. Peter Stiepelman is here. He's the superintendent of Columbia Public Schools, and he's going to present information and then have some time to answer questions in regard to the school district ballot issue. Then we're going to have the candidates for the Columbia City Council, Ward Number 2, then two of the three candidates for the Boone County Fire District Board, next candidates for the Columbia School Board, the Boone Hospital Board of Trustees candidates. On the ballot on April 3rd, there is going to be a school district question to allow $30 million in general bonds for repairs, equipment, and land acquisition and building a new middle school. Dr. Peter Stiepelman will be given 5 minutes to present the case for voting on that issue, and then we will have a few audience and moderator questions. You saw when you sat here, and I know we have a live radio audience, but we also have the group that is gathered and a pretty good crowd at the Friends Room of the Columbia Public Library. And on the chairs, there are index cards. Put your questions on those index cards, raise them up. And if you have a question for any of the different segments of tonight's program, the League of Women Voters members or someone else will bring them up to either Renee or to me, and we will use those questions as time allows. So before we go any further, let's welcome Dr. Peter Stiepelman to the microphone for his presentation tonight about the school bond issue. Dr. Stiepelman.
Thank you very much. Those are real applause for the listening audience. Those are. So I'm glad you actually stopped short of saying how to vote, because I'm not allowed to tell you how to vote. I can only give you information. I can look at you longingly and hope that you'll vote in a certain way, but I can't tell you how to vote. So there is on April 3rd a question for the community. It is a $30 million no tax increase bond, and it really is a continuation of a promise that we started in 2016. So if you remember, in 2016, the community gave us permission to buy land and design a middle school and begin construction. The reason why is because we have six middle schools, as you know. Five of them are on Worley and North, and there is only one in the south of town, Gentry Middle School. And Gentry Middle School has a capacity of about 650 students, and right now has 940. And so what we're asking for is permission to continue that project and to finish it. So that's really part of the $30 million no tax increase bond. The second piece is to build on to an elementary school. And that school that was chosen is currently known as Lee Elementary School. And so we will be building that as a way to fulfill the promise that Dr. Ritter started and that Dr. Belcher continued. And I get to be the beneficiary of a grand vision, which is to eliminate learning classrooms, which we call trailers. Now, we want to be number one in something in the Columbia Public Schools, but it's not in the number of trailers. Okay, we had 173 trailers in 2008-09. And when this new middle school opens and Lee is expanded, we'll be down to under 20 as a school district. A promise that we made to you, but a promise that you helped us fulfill. Because over the last 10 years, we've been able to put in about $300 million of investment to improve the learning communities for children and the learning environment for the adults who serve them. So we opened up Battle High School, Battle Elementary School, Beulah Ralph Elementary School. We opened up an early childhood learning center. We put additions on West Boulevard. We put additions on Shepherd Boulevard. We completely renovated Douglas High School. We built a gymnasium at both Hickman and at Rockbridge, and we are putting an addition right now on Grant Elementary School. So it is pretty exciting, the amount of projects that we were able to do, but it's because of you. And so we're asking for this $30 million no tax increase bond so that we can complete a middle school, build on to Lee, and then build on to another elementary school. We're leaning towards right now Rockbridge Elementary because the south of town is projected to grow 30% over the next 10 years. And the south of town, as you know, is quite congested in terms of homes. And so we're looking seriously at Rockbridge Elementary, but we're also looking at Midway because if the sewer line comes through over by Midway USA, we can expect to see development there. And then we're also looking at Battle Elementary School. Because, and you may say, you just built that school, right? That's because we built it with the money that we had, and there was just one wing that we were not able to complete. And so it's all ready for that wing. So it's to complete the middle school. It's to build onto Lee. It's to build onto another elementary school. And then it's to also do something pretty innovative at Jeff Middle School. So, as you know, Jefferson is 107 years old. It's our oldest school, and it's our most iconic school. And we're, with the school board's permission, we are moving forward with turning it into a STEM and arts middle school. And that's pretty exciting. And so we want to make sure that we can actually have dedicated spaces for both the arts and for athletics. And if you are a Columbian and you grew up in this community, there seems to be this sort of this pride and rite of passage that you must fall off the stage at Jeff Middle School, right? Or Jeff Jr., as I've been told many times. It's Jeff Jr., get it straight. Well, it's Jeff Middle now. And why you have to fall off the stage, I don't understand. So we're going to build a gymnasium over at Jeff Middle School. So it's to build the middle school. It's to put an addition onto Lee. It's to put an addition onto another elementary school. It's to put a gymnasium over at Jefferson Middle School. And then to take care of roofs, to take care of infrastructure when it comes to technology, not to buy devices, but to make sure that those devices work. And then what's on everybody's mind, safety and security. So we have about $750,000 in safety and security. So I think I went a little over my 5 minutes, but I tried to stay pretty close to it. Okay, I had many other jokes, but I just decided I would honor the time that you gave me. So you may have some questions, and I'd be happy to answer them. I hope that one of them will be about attendance areas, because that's an important one that I know the community listening will want to know about.
Again, if you have questions, we for the League of Women Voters forums, and we've got some, I think, written right there, so if anybody can help us with bringing those questions up here. First one, this actually comes from the League of Women Voters. Could you tell us how you arrived at the $30 million amount?
Yeah, so one of the important things that we want to make sure that we do is honor what we said we would do, and that is not to increase taxes. When we asked you for a tax increase in 2016, it was important because you gave us an incredible investment in terms of raising your taxes. We don't take that lightly, and it's not our intention to come back anytime soon for any tax increase. And so $30 million allows us to stay below the threshold in terms of increasing taxes. And in fact, if you haven't already seen this, but on your way out, there is a question and answer. And on the back, it talks about the projects that we've done, the projects that we're planning right now, and then what is being proposed should the community give us permission to raise this money. What's important also is that on the top, it talks about the fact that we wouldn't be back for another bond until 2022. We've been coming every 2 years with this incredible pace of building and building. But what we're asking for is this will be the last time for the next 4 years that you'll be asked for a bond or a levy type of question.
Another question, this is from the audience. Why so many fundraisers for schools?
That is not a bond question, but I'd be happy to answer it. So I'd need a little bit more information, but are you talking about like cookie dough and even
right.
The school where my children go where they do a non-fundraiser?
Yes.
They say, just send us money, which I actually appreciate because I don't know what to do with some of the things that sometimes we're asked to buy. So sometimes it's through the PTAs, sometimes it's for their donations account, and those are unrestricted, right? So the monies that we get, whether it's from the federal government, from some of our local monies, they're dedicated for certain things, and they're restricted in terms of what they can be spent on. And so donation monies, whether they're done as a fundraiser, allow the school to spend it on whatever it is that they and their community decide is important to them. So I would say that's probably one of the big reasons.
When you said that the next bond issue
this
would
is fast
be
paced. I love
2022,
it. Like speed dating.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean that's just because you're very succinct tonight, more so than what I think you might normally be.
I'll take that as a compliment.
And I mean, for tonight, it
long-winded,
is
long-winded. Is that what it is?
What would be the constraints or challenges for the district if this bond issue failed?
Yeah, so there would be some challenges for us. For one thing, we would be challenged in terms of finishing the middle school that we're going to be starting. We feel confident that this will pass because in a recent phone survey with our community, nearly 90% of the community said they would support it. So we're confident, but we are not arrogant. We recognize that we have to make our case and tell our story. So we made 200 presentations in 2016. We're probably making around 150 this time. And it's important that our community knows what we're trying to accomplish. And so if it were not successful, it certainly we would have some constraints because of the fact that we're committed to finishing up a middle school. And so we would have to take it out of operating, which would then reduce our revenues in terms of our balances, not our revenues, it would reduce our balances. And that would make it quite difficult to be able to achieve what we've been putting into place right now in terms of providing an excellent education for children.
This is a question I'm going to have help, I think, with one word. How financial circumstances occur that something, a no tax increase bond issue that
makes it
make
possible.
Make it necessary? Okay. What...
I can answer it the way I'd like to, or write the question the way I'd like
to.
No,
let's do the one
asked.
That the person from the audience wrote.
Okay.
So what happens that says you need this? Is it the need for a new school? What else?
Yeah,
what
so happens? So the way I opened this conversation had to do a lot with our growing enrollment. So you may or may not know that the Columbia Public Schools is now pushing 19,000 students. We're at 18,600. We grew about 300 from last year. To put that into perspective, the Kansas City Public Schools has about 15,000 students. So we're the fourth largest community in the state. We are the seventh largest school district, and we continue to grow. We're a great community. People want to live here. They want to retire here. They want great schools, and great schools are an attraction for new business and everything that goes along with it. We know that we are completely connected to the economic vitality of this community. So we continue to grow. And when you grow, you know, and sometimes there are questions about whether or not the public schools spur growth, and I would like to argue that we are responding to growth. The fact that there are 940 students at Gentry right now in a school that's built for 650 is not because of a school that's there, right? It's because of the homes and the where people have decided to build their homes. And so we're going to build a school there in order to meet the needs of our community. So these types of questions for the community become important because of what the community, it's our job to respond to the community's interests and needs. And when they occur, that's what we do. So this new middle school is a part of that. When it comes to roofs, until about 8-10 years ago, when Charlie Astreich became the director of facilities, you could routinely walk through buildings and when it rained and just have it be raining in your buildings. If you volunteered or taught in our schools, you can probably attest to it. Having been a principal at one of them, I can tell you that was definitely the case. And so he put us on an aggressive plan in terms of building and improving our roofs. They are all now up to date. They are all in great shape, and we don't start our cycle again until 2023. It's a real testament to the fact that the school board that precedes me and exists right now and the superintendents that came before me as well really had a plan and a long-range plan to make these things happen. We're currently in the stages of designing our next 10-year plan because we're now at the end of the first 10 years or the last 10 years. And so we want to know, and we had a World Cafe this year, about what's a priority for the community? What is it that you want to see? And so these bonds are a direct result of what the community has told us they prioritize and want.
Let me ask you about something that you referred to and you hope you would be asked about, and that is boundaries for this.
Oh, my gosh, David,
schools.
I'm glad you asked.
Glad that you, because I'm curious as to how do you determine.
We do a radio show from time to time, early in the morning at 6 a.m. if you're up.
April 2nd will be the next
one. That's right.
So how do you determine, does the passage of the bond issue and what the capabilities are for handling enrollment at the schools determine where you will draw those boundaries, or you draw the boundaries and then fix the schools to meet what you want?
No, so we're going to, with the community's permission, we're going to open up our new middle school in 2020. That's an important date. We will begin boundary work so that we know that we can actually fill the school with children. So the six middle schools will have, as it's proposed right now, the board will have final authority. I have to be mindful, I have my board vice president here. I have a board member, Mrs. King, here. So it is important that I recognize that they have the final say. I'm just their employee. So in 2020, the new middle school will open. And the way that it stands now is that we will ask the board to approve a contract with a contracted firm to do attendance areas this May. And then by May of 2019, those boundaries will be done. Right, for the six middle schools, and we intend to also do the attendance boundaries for the high schools. The reason for the high schools is because you right now have Rockbridge High School has about 2,000 students. Hickman has about a little under 1,800, so about 17-something. And Hickman has about 1,500. I'm sorry, and Battle has about 1,500, but they grew 100 last year. So now Rockbridge High School has the Career Center that's right next door. There are three career centers. There's one built in Battle High School, there's one inside Hickman High School, and then there's the Career Center that's an adjacent building. And at any given time, there are about 175 to 200 students in that Career Center. So that and 80% of those students are actually Rockbridge students. So the enrollment does drop during the day. But we know if they're going to see 30% growth over the next 10 years, that it's our obligation to make sure that we're planning for that. So a long, I honored your long-winded, you know, characterization of me from earlier, which is that we've got to make sure that we've got those six middle schools set. Two of them will feed into Rockbridge, two of them will feed into Hickman, and Lang and Oakland feed into Battle. And the plan for Jeff is that the students who are part of the Lee Arts Integration will go to Jeff for the STEM and Arts. Students who are Benton in the Benton attendance area will also go to the Jefferson STEAM School. I mentioned to the Ridgeway faculty yesterday that I'm interested because we had such feedback from parents last year that they would like to keep their children together if possible, so the Ridgeway students, and then to have a lottery for the remaining students. But it is important that we start that work, and then families will know over a year in advance of what the new boundaries will be so they can make decisions that best meets their needs. But it is not rushed.
We are on an aggressive schedule tonight. We're going to try to cover a lot of things, but I do want to ask you, just a real quick yes or no, because this is from one of the audience members, and we're trying to keep it. I know we've got a couple of other questions on other topics rather than the bond issue, but I don't think we can do that tonight. Are you planning to have solar panels on any of the schools? I would read that as, how do you figure into this bond issue environmentally friendly ways of dealing with the school? As briefly as
Didn't
you can.
Didn't you just say it's a yes or no question?
Yes. Are you planning to have solar panels on any of this?
Yes, that the new middle school will be designed to be equipped with solar panels. It will be an alternate as part of the, when we put it out to bid for the construction, an alternate for solar panels. But the way that it's been designed by our architect, the contracted architect that works for the district, is to have it all equipped for solar energy.
Dr. Peter Stiepelman, thank you for being
here. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.